Erdogan's dirty, dangerous ISIS games. Turkey is a beautiful land, rich in resources, with many highly intelligent and warm people. It also happens to have a president who seems intent on destroying his once proud nation. More and more details are coming to light revealing that the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, variously known as ISIS, IS, or Daesh, is being fed and kept alive by Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Turkish president, and by his Turkish intelligence service, including MIT, the Turkish CIA. Turkey, as a result of Erdogan's pursuit of what some call a neo-Ottoman Empire fantasy that stretched all the way to China, Syria, and Iraq, threatens not only to destroy Turkey, but much of the Middle East if he continues on his present path. In October 2014, US Vice President Joe Biden told a Harvard gathering that Erdogan's regime was backing ISIS with hundreds of millions of dollars and thousands of tons of weapons. Biden later apologized clearly for tactical reasons to get Erdogan's permission to use Turkey's Incirlik airbase for airstrikes against ISIS in Syria. But the dimensions of Erdogan's backing for ISIS since revealed is far, far more than Biden hinted. ISIS militants were trained by US, Israeli, and now it emerges by Turkish special forces at secret bases in Konya province inside the Turkish border to Syria over the past 3 years. Erdogan's involvement in ISIS goes much deeper. At a time when Washington, Saudi Arabia, and even Qatar appear to have cut off their support for ISIS, they're remaining amazingly durable. The reason appears to be the scale of the backing from Erdogan and his fellow neo-Ottoman Sunni Islam Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. The prime source of money feeding ISIS these days is sale of Iraqi oil from the Mosul region oil fields, where they maintain a stronghold. The son of Erdogan, it seems, is the man who makes the export sales of ISIS-controlled oil possible. Bilal Erdogan owns several maritime companies. He has allegedly signed contracts with European operating companies to carry Iraqi stolen oil to different Asian countries. The Turkish government buys Iraqi plundered oil, which is being produced from the Iraqi seized oil wells. Bilal Erdogan's maritime companies own special wharfs in Beirut and Sayan ports that are transporting ISIS-smuggled crude oil in Japan-bound oil tankers. Gözal Türkin, vice president of the Turkish Republican People's Party, the CHP, declared in a recent Turkish media interview, quote, "President Erdogan claims that according to international transportation conventions, there is no legal infraction concerning Bilal's illicit activities, and his son is doing an ordinary business with the registered Japanese companies. But in fact, Bilal Erdogan is up to his neck in complicity with terrorism. But as long as his father holds office, he will be immune from any judicial prosecution." End quote. Tekin adds that Bilal's maritime company, doing the oil trades for ISIS, BMZ Limited, is a family business, and President Erdogan's close relatives hold shares in BMZ, and they misused public funds and took illicit loans from Turkish banks. In addition to son Bilal's illegal and lucrative oil trading for ISIS, Seyumi Erdogan, the daughter of the Turkish president, apparently runs a secret hospital camp inside Turkey just over the Syrian border, where Turkish army trucks daily bring in scores of wounded ISIS jihadists to be patched up and sent back to wage the bloody jihad in Syria. According to the testimony of a nurse who was recruited to work there until it was discovered she was a member of the Alawite branch of Islam, the same as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, who Erdogan seems hell-bent on toppling. Turkish citizen Ramazan Bazal, captured this month by Kurdish People's Defence Unit, the YPG, as he attempted to join ISIS from Konya province, told his captors that said he was sent to ISIS by the Ismail Aga sect, a strict Turkish Islam sect reported to be tied to Recep Erdogan. Bazal said the sect recruits members and provides logistic support to the radical Islamist organisation. He added that the sect gives jihadi training to neighbourhoods of Konya and sends those trained here to join ISIS gangs in Syria. According to French geopolitical analyst Thierry Meyssan, Recep Erdogan organised the pillage of Syria, dismantled all the factories in Aleppo, the economic capital, and stole the machine tools. Similarly, he organised the theft of archaeological treasures and set up an international market in Antioch with the help of General Boyniet Puga, chief of staff for the Alesi. He organised a false flag operation intended to provoke the launching of a war by the Atlantic Alliance, the chemical bombing of La Ghouta in Damascus in August 2013. Mason claims that the Syria strategy of Erdogan was initially secretly developed in coordination with former French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé and Erdogan's then Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in 2011. After Juppé won a hesitant Erdogan to the idea of supporting the attack on traditional Turkish ally Syria in return for a promise of French support for Turkish membership in the EU. France later backed out, leaving Erdogan to continue the Syrian bloodbath, largely on his own using ISIS. General John R. Allen, an opponent of Obama's Iran peace strategy, now US diplomatic envoy coordinating the coalition against the Islamic State, exceeded his authorized role after meeting with Erdogan and promised to create a no-fly zone 90 miles wide over Syrian territory along the whole border with Turkey, supposedly intended to help Syrian refugees fleeing from their government. But in reality, to apply the Juppé right plan, the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu revealed US support for the project on the TV channel A Haber by launching a bombing raid against the PKK, Mason adds. There are never winners in war, and Erdogan's war against Syria's Assad demonstrates that in bold. Turkey and the world deserve better. Ahmet Davutoğlu's famous zero problems with neighbours foreign policy has been turned into massive problems with all neighbours due to the foolish ambitions of Erdogan and his gang.